Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's stage direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by the Victive Import.
Gave you from, did you like my Brian Blessed then when I came over there? Right!
What, Brian? I didn't hear it. It was not on the radio.
I was listening to you.
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
So obviously paid attention.
Yeah,
hi, how are you there?
I'm good, Mikey. How are you?
Good. I think you're off to Wellington, aren't you?
I am off to Wellington. And so I would like to introduce my beautiful replacement. We have the wonderful Zoe.
Hello.
Hello, Zoe.
Hi.
Welcome to the breakfast show.
Thank you
very
much.
You'll be joining us for
7 weeks.
Seven weeks.
A long time to
be replaced. Long time to be replaced.
The old chums.
Yeah.
Hey, Tom. I'm sure we'll see
you in 8 weeks. No problem.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yes, okay. We will.
Tell us about you, Zoe.
All right. So I actually moved to Auckland September last year. So I've.
Phew. Where from?
Switzerland.
Oh, okay. I wasn't expecting you to say that.
No, so the accent is kept because I grew up in Australia and I would come back for holidays, but I would just sort of be shamed into keeping the New Zealand accent by my grandparents. So it's, you know,
grandparents is nice.
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're lovely. But
speak like a Kiwi.
Patriotism.
Over there with your cuckoo clocks and your chocolate.
But now I'm here and happy to be doing a stage direction for the next 7 weeks.
What part of the industry are you, do your expertise lie in? Are you behind the scenes? Are you part of the AV crowd? Or are you?
Oh, I'm on stage.
You're on stage, you're from an actor.
Yes, an actor. Currently in a play myself, which will be at the basement soon.
We'll talk about that, sure.
Yes, well, when I'm on the show.
Okay, well, Johanna, just let you do your final before you head off to Wellington.
My final three! Okay, so...
Your picks for theatres. Theatre's a big call. There's so much good theatre on all the time. What are you going to do?
I know, but...
Can be intimidating, that.
It can be intimidating, but at the end of the day, you just got to commit to something and attend and pay the
commit
money.
And attend and commit enjoy
and
it.
Attend. And I'm a teacher from the 1940s.
Pay for your parking too. Pay for your parking before you go into the theatre. So then you don't end up in a big line in the civic car park.
And you don't get a fine because that sucks. Hey, so
never
I've
really
got
that,
the three shows that I want to talk about. The first one I want to talk about is Orientation.
Yes.
It looks so awesome and it's by...
What is it?
It is a show by Chai Ling Huang. Mm-hmm. And it examines sexuality in Asian diaspora. And do you remember all year we've kind of been talking about the Matchbox season at Q?
Yes.
So the Matchbox.
I think we need to refresh people's memory on that.
So Q provide the development resources, and I think they give the performers a lower cut in order to provide an awesome platform for emerging artists to take their work to the next level. So that's what Orientation is part of.
That's our favourite level.
I want to go to the next level all the time. Okay. Cool.
Me too.
That opened on Tuesday and it's on until the 15th of September, and I think it's on at 7:30, and you don't want to miss it. Chai Ling's awesome. And yeah.
Big company.
She's part of Proudly Asian Theatre, and so that was co-founded with James Roque.
I meant big cast, that's what I meant.
Oh, big cast.
Yeah.
Hang on a minute.
Bless you, Tess, by the way. Tess, you.
I can tell you this information. I can't find a cast list.
It's okay. Take a breath. We'll come back to that.
Yeah, we can come back to that. I feel like it's a solo.
I feel like you googled it too. You feel like it.
Yeah.
It's a solo? That's what I was wondering.
Well, I'm not sure. I actually am not sure of that.
I think leaving the mystery of that.
Yeah, I'm leaving the mystery of that.
Do your own research.
Yeah, do your own research.
Look it up.
Google's free.
Yeah.
Orientation at Q Theatre.
That's an interesting concept, actually. How often you Google on behalf for people?
Of someone else, someone
not just
like,
you, but I'm just in general. Yeah, like, you know, when someone else, when you Google something, you think, maybe just take a breath and think, could they just do that themselves? Could they just Google that themselves?
They could
save yourself some time.
Have they got thumbs.
Some people are just too giving, you know.
Yeah, some
other people need to take responsibility of doing their own Googling. I'm just saying. Back to what we're talking about, though.
All right, so the next play that I really want to talk about is called Me and My Sister Tell Each Other Everything.
Da-da-dun.
And that's on at the Basement next week. It opens on Tuesday, and that is written by Eartha Dean, who is a playwright from Wellington.
Can you send her a text and just say, it's actually should be my sister and I?
Well,
oh, my God.
I mean.
Artistic liberties.
Okay, all right. That's part of the.
Maybe, hey, well, maybe if you go and see the show, you'll figure out exactly why the syntax is specific. And it's directed by Sarade Cameron, who is the genius queen herself. And it promises to be lots of beautiful sibling relationship and great songs.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
Did you say?
Songs?
Count me in.
Did someone say songs? And it's produced by Alice May Kirker, and I am very excited to see it. And it's got a cast of two. Did have that confirmed.
No need to Google.
But it sounds like the really good show that you should take your sibling to and go and have some sibling love. And
that could be a bit confronting, couldn't it?
Well,
that sort of. You might end up going, enjoy that? Yeah, no, I enjoyed that, yeah.
Is that you and your sibling? Do you have any siblings, Zoe?
I do, actually.
I don't have a sister. I've got a brother.
I asked Zoe!
Excuse me, but my sister is probably a bit too young for theatre age. She is turning one on the 22nd of September.
Oh, my God.
I know. She's a little darling. Happy and then I also birthday. Have some others as well, but don't worry about it. It's all good.
Less favourite.
No, so. They are favourites, but they're in England at the moment.
So they don't count. They could
out.
Be listening on the internet now.
You
very
have
hurt.
Such an international family.
We're a bit everywhere. But,
that's great.
Yeah.
Are you spies?
No comment.
Okay.
Okay, third play I want to talk about.
Boom.
Right. Yep. Is Mr. Burns, and that silo.
Is this the one Joel Tobickson?
Yes.
Joel talked to us about that last week.
Yeah. So I just want to plug this because I really think you need to buy your tickets ASAP and get your hot.
It's a funky, funky story. Can you explain it to us?
The Simpsons apocalypse. So it's set in the future, there's three acts, and the first act is like. These people in this group of people, and they're in the apocalypse, and they kind of get through the apocalypse by reenacting their favorite bits of The Simpsons, and then it goes on, and The Simpsons kind of becomes like canon. So, like for us, a Greek tragedy or a Shakespeare, you know, it's always performed for the in the future. That is The Simpsons because
that's so
what
cool.
people
that's
can
such
find
a good idea.
Right?
It's so amazing.
It's literally the work of genius, and I'm really, 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 really excited to see it. Also, has an amazing cast. It's got Anna Scotney. Who was in The Breaker Upper, is Liv Tennant, who's an angel, Phoebe Hearst, voice of an angel, Cary Grean, she was in a previous show with Silo this year, Quentin, he is beautiful with a beautiful voice. And
that's what Joel said. Joel didn't mention that, yeah.
And Byron Cole, who is an amazing, amazing actor, and you may know him from being in those ads with Richie McCaw, where he's like, Richie!
I love those ads.
Yeah, love those ads, love that guy, love that show.
Yeah, love that guy, yeah.
Yeah. Is there any shows that you've heard about, Zoe, that you want to talk about?
Coming up, well, on my way here, I was thinking about Orientation and Mr. Burns. And me and my sister told you.
Oh my God,
so you really covered it.
We're in sync.
They were going to be my little inputs. I'm in a play called Retail Therapy.
I was going to ask you about that. Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, at the Basement. Opens 18th of September, which is sort of it's a comedy. Comedy set in a high-end department store.
Woohoo. Smith & Co's. So it's not Smith & Co's, but Smith & Co's. Yep.
No comment again.
But Smith & Co's.
but yeah, so that's on at the Basement. I'll be talking a little bit more about that next week. So
next
we can
couple
sort of
weeks.
Stick to the upcoming ones. But I'm very excited about that.
Cool.
Basement
show.
And that's Stage Direction. Bye, guys. I love you. See you in 8 weeks.
You have a wonderful time in the capital city. And if you have anything interesting to any goss to flick up to us, you just do that too.
Can I
you
will.
Get on
maybe
board?
I
We're
can...
happy to take you on board. We can take some phone calls, perhaps, maybe, if Zoe's not too busy.
I could prank you. I'll set my alarm wake up early so I can send you prank messages.
Right on, right on. Hey, thank you very much. Have a good time.
Thank you. Bye.
Good luck.
Break
a leg.
Thanks,
that's what
mate.
They say in the trade, Tess.
I know.
It's
break
true.
A leg.
Yeah.
Why did I say that? Who
would know? I don't know.
No idea.
It's bad luck to say good luck on opening night. Have you heard that?
You just said it though then.
Yeah.
Macbeth.
Oh, my God.
That was Stage Direction with Johanna Cosgrove. Brought to you by The Vic Devonport.
Yeah.